It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montavistachamber.org. That's montavistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
Coming up on this podcast are three unique interviews. The first is with the Vice President of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, Gary Wilkinson. Following that is the November Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month, Jack's Market Pharmacy, featuring manager Brian Salazar and Dana Manriquez Salazar. And we wrap this podcast up by talking with Jim Boucher, partner at Southern Colorado Computer Services. Let's get to those interviews.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for November 2019. Part of each month's podcast is to introduce our listeners to our local Chamber of Commerce members and, the good folks behind the scenes who are keeping all of this running. And joining us in the studio this month, Gary Wilkinson. He's the Vice President of the Chamber of Commerce. Gary, welcome to the SL Voices studio.
Thank you.
I understand you're also a retired teacher for the Monte Vista school system.
Yes, I taught for 37 years at Monte Vista High School. A variety of subjects, chemistry, physics, science seminar, web page design, math,
wow,
a number of different things. Spent my entire career at Monte Vista Schools.
And you're also involved with other organizations here in Monte Vista, too.
Yes. I am the president of the Monte Vista Education Foundation. I'm on the school board. I'm finishing up my first term of 4 years and about to start a second one. I am vice chairman of the Urban Renewal Authority here in Monte Vista. I'm a member of the Friends of Sky High, and I also still coach football. I'm in fact in my 40th year of coaching, and I volunteer teach a webpage class and still sponsor a high school club called Mesa Science.
You got a lot going on. Wow. When do you find time to rest?
It's really rewarding to do all these things, so you don't need rest if you're excited. I've never been a sitter. And so I like to get involved with things, and that's what keeps me going.
That is awesome, Gary. Where are you originally from?
I am originally from Monte Vista, born and raised here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history. I mean, obviously you've been a teacher, but what else have you done?
Well, I've been involved in these different groups. I've always been very community-oriented. You know, I've coached, I've taught, all of those things, and really that's pretty time-consumptive. I was involved with the Monte Vista DeMolay for 22 years. I am a Master Mason, so I've been involved in a lot of those. I used to be a member of the Monte Vista Kiwanis. In fact, I was a Kiwanis clown, and we used to go to a lot of different events. So just involvement in the community. This is my home, and I've always been involved and pro-Monte Vista.
I understand that. How did you become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Well, one of my retirement plans was to start a hands-on science exploratorium here in Monte Vista. And so I got involved with a group called the Community Development Corporation. And they were going to assist me. And that is still somewhere in my future, a plan to try to get that started. Well, the CDC, as we went by, was really trying to do the same things that the Chamber of Commerce was. So we joined forces with the Chamber of Commerce for a period of time. We were a subcommittee, and now we have since been absorbed into the Chamber of Commerce. And so that's how I got involved in about 2015.
And you're the vice president now?
Yes.
What do you do as vice president?
Well, I do a variety of things. One of the things that I do is I do the website for the Chamber of Commerce. So, you know, I'm kind of in the know in trying to get as much interest, all of our events publicized as much as we can. I assist our president, Linda Burnett, you know, on day-to-day operations. We do have a weekly staff meeting with Linda, myself, and our two staff members so that we can kind of keep things rolling and, you know, see what we're doing. So I'm actually kind of in charge as well as Linda and I both to help plan and conduct all of the events. And the primary thing and the most important thing is to help promote businesses here in Monte Vista.
Tell me about some of the events coming up in November that the Chamber is involved with.
Well, we have a number of things, not necessarily in November, but are coming up soon. We do have the Holiday Bazaar coming up in on December 6th and 7th, and then our major event won't be until February, but that's the Southern Colorado Mountain Ag Conference and Trade Show, and that's February 4th through the 6th.
That's a big event.
That is a huge event. We start planning on that in early August. All of these events, people don't realize, and I really didn't realize until I got involved with the Chamber, how much planning it takes for a successful event, even a relatively small event. You better be planning 3 to 6 months in advance or you're not going to be successful.
And you have the ongoing Healthcare Brown Bag Luncheon Series?
Yes. Because of the holidays, we're actually not doing any events during November or December.
Okay.
So we don't have anything going with that. We just figured with all of the things that go around the holiday season, it would probably be counterproductive to try to do anything.
That's not uncommon. So you'd expect to pick that back up beginning of next year?
Yes. We have some things already scheduled for January, February, and we are looking for other topics. So if anybody has any health-related topics that they would like to present, we can just contact the Chamber and we'll see if we can get something arranged.
Who would they contact there?
Jerry Apker. Our chamber manager is the main person to talk to with that.
And that number to call is 719-852-2731. Something new that launched last month is the Business After Hours over at Rain Brews. Chance to network and get together with other chamber members.
Yes, the Business After Hours first event was held in October, and we hope to do this on a regular basis. We're trying to get more networking with all of our businesses and obviously encourage more businesses to join the Chamber of Commerce. There's always strength in numbers. And so this was our first try at this event, and we're trying to get information about benefits of being in the Chamber, how we can network and help one another out to have Monte Vista grow.
What do you feel is the biggest challenge small businesses are facing today in Monte Vista, and what do you feel can be done to overcome this?
Well, rising costs are always a big problem for small businesses, and wages is a big one because, of course, with the state laws continually go up, and it's hard to compete with the big guy. But I think if we can network and work together with local businesses, we can overcome some of those things. There's always safety in numbers, strength in numbers, and if we support one another, I think that we can overcome a lot of those things.
Gary, if you had the power to change one misconception or preconceived notion about the town of Monte Vista, what would that be?
I hear an awful lot that nothing good is happening in Monte Vista. People look at surrounding communities and say, well, this community has this, that community has that. So there's a little bit of negativity. But if people would stop and look, you know, we've had several new businesses in the last year. We have things like, you know, Formation Ag, a new industry that's coming in. We do have the Sky High building, which is the largest complex in the valley where we can bring in a lot of different events. In fact, on the Friends of the Sky High committee that I'm working on, we're looking at updating the building because it is rather dated and it's really tough and very expensive for the city to maintain. And so we're looking at this to strengthen Monte Vista and the valley in general, a more updated facility. We can draw even more things to the valley, which we all benefit from. So I think that's a real positive, and that's something that Monte Vista has that no one else has. We have a lot of events like that, even with the Ag Conference that's coming in, obviously Sky High Stampede, many of those events. We need to accentuate the positive and quit looking around. We need to work together with our surrounding communities, not be in opposition. I always like to say that we're all in the same sandbox, and the sooner that we realize that and work together, the better it is for each individual community and the valley as a whole.
I say we're all one big valley.
Right.
What do you feel are some of the most important things for businesses to do, monitor, or keep up on as far as social media and the internet in general? As you said, you help design, build web pages, and teach classes on that. Obviously, it's something important.
Right. I think social media, whether you love it or hate it, is a powerful means of communication, as are web pages and all of those other things. I think it's difficult for small businesses to get involved in those things because they have so many things on their plate anyway. But it is important. Even through this networking that I like to talk about through the chamber, there could be issues where we could work together to develop social media for businesses so that they can get the word out. They can advertise their product, because some people will only look at online presence or whatever the case may be. If you can utilize that to draw people into your business, then that's going to be nothing but positive.
Well, I've heard that said, if you don't have an internet presence, there are people who don't even know you exist as a business.
Absolutely.
Let's circle back around to the chamber. What do you see as the benefits of a local business or organization joining our Chamber of Commerce here?
Well, to begin with, our fees for membership are quite low. A new member can be $75 a year, and renewing members are $150 a year. Businesses that join are placed on our webpage, and our webpage, talking about presence on the internet, there are months that we have as much as 6,000 hits on our website. More around events than anything else. We have information about all of our member businesses on there. We promote all of our member businesses, even with like the Ag Conference. We put the lodging and dining and who are members up there so that people coming in from out of the valley do that. Also, the networking things that we're looking at, those are real powerful. We have things like the bulk mailing that are accessed. We're fortunate enough to have at the chamber a meeting room, which members can use at a discount. And we have a projector, and we have internet available and those kinds of things, so that if businesses are doing any type of programs or whatever where they need a meeting area, then they have that accessible to them.
Not just businesses. You've had birthday parties and other things there, even, I understand.
Absolutely. We had an education group that was coming in and doing something on social media, actually, for some of the local schools, and they utilized it as well.
So if you want or need room or want to know more about it, contact the chamber.
Contact the chamber, yes.
Gary, we want to thank you for stopping by the SL Voices studio, telling us about what you do, what you've done. Being vice president of the Chamber of Commerce, certainly urge businesses, if you haven't considered, reach out to the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, find out what's going on. There's a lot happening. Our chamber is moving and shaking. It is changing. It is growing. There's a lot more happening, and certainly encourage people to find out more. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Jack's Market Pharmacy is a locally owned and operated independent pharmacy right here in Monte Vista. But it is so much more than just a pharmacy. Manager Brian Salazar and his crew know their clients, offer free delivery in town, and so much more. Brian and staff pharmacist Dana Manriquez Salazar are here to tell you all about it.
I'm Adam, and we're talking with the good people from Jack's Market Pharmacy. Joining us in the SL Voices studio is Brian Salazar, R.PH. You are the pharmacy manager, and you're going to explain just a minute what R.PH means. Also joining us is Dana Manriquez Salazar. You're a doctor of pharmacy and one of the staff pharmacists there. Welcome to the SL Voices studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Brian, what does R.PH mean?
This abbreviation means that you're a registered pharmacist. You've completed your pharmacy degree and you've passed the necessary licensures to practice pharmacy in the state. And if it wouldn't be for my wife, Celeste, who gave me all the encouragement to pursue my degree, I probably wouldn't have that RPH.
Dana, you're actually a doctor of pharmacy?
I am. That's required by all pharmacists now in the state of Colorado. They have to get a doctor of pharmacy.
Congratulations. I'm sure that was a lot of work.
Thank you.
Well, where are you two originally from?
We were born and raised in Romeo, Colorado, right here, natives to the San Luis Valley. We've been here for 5 to 6 generations, and my parents were born and raised here in the San Luis Valley also, in a small community called San Antonio, Colorado, out south of Antonito. We grew up right there in Romeo. I'm the second oldest of 9 siblings, and there was 3 sisters and 6 brothers. So every dinner was Thanksgiving dinner. There was never any leftovers. That was nice.
I say Salazar is a well-known name here in the Valley, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And Dana, what about you?
I've lived most of my life here in the Valley. However, while my dad went to pharmacy school, we lived up in Lafayette, Colorado. When they moved back to the Valley, I went away to college, and that's when I got my first degree. I went to University of Notre Dame, and that degree was in mechanical engineering. So I worked 15 years as an engineer in the Denver metro area. Then my husband and I decided to go on to pharmacy school. We lived in South Jordan, Utah for a few years while we were getting our Doctor of Pharmacy, and now we've been back in the Valley for 5 years.
Wow, you're an engineer on top of being a Doctor of Pharmacy.
I am.
That is amazing. Let's talk about Jack's Market Pharmacy. First, congratulations. You are the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month for November.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's wonderful. Do you know when Jack's Market Pharmacy first started?
Yeah, we opened that store back at March 15, 2004, and it was kind of a job getting to that point. Back then, the store was owned by the Plains, which had all the Jack's Market stores, and it took me a while to convince them to let me put a pharmacy in their store. Once they saw how well it was doing, bringing business to inside their store, they approached me and said, if you're leaving, give us at least a year notice.
Wow. That is great. Why did you start this business?
I was the Kmart pharmacy manager in Alamosa. I would see people drive from here from Monta Vista, and all of them had the same complaint. I have to drive over here and wait an hour, 2 hours for my prescriptions. Why can't somebody put a pharmacy that we like in Monta Vista? So I toyed with the idea and kept talking to the Plains, as I say. Finally got in there, and the rest is history. It's been good for us.
15 plus years now.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us about the business. I mean, obviously it's a pharmacy, but you're more than that. You offer a lot more services.
We do. On top of the regular pharmacy services, we also offer immunizations. We are multilingual. We speak Spanish. I would say about 50% of our staff is fluent in Spanish. We offer free delivery in Monta Vista and to local nursing homes and assisted living facilities, both here in Monta Vista and Alamosa, and we also go to Del Norte. We can do blister packaging for those nursing home facilities. That's a requirement for most of them per CMS guidelines. We do medication therapy management, and what that consists of is we review patients' medical profiles, and we look for drug interactions, changes in therapy, compliance. That's a free service. We offer free counseling and a mail service as well. And one thing that since I've been working in Jack's, we've noticed quite a bit is I've seen a lot of people come in and compliment our staff pharmacists on the personalized care they're receiving. They say, I get to talk to you. I get to talk to a real person. I don't get that via mail order, or I don't get that at Walmart, or I don't get that at other pharmacies that I go to. Many of our pharmacists, many of our staff know our patient by name. They know the patient as a person, not just as a number.
And that's one of the beauties of being an independent pharmacy, that you get to know these people and they get to know you. What would you point to as your business's most outstanding accomplishment in the last couple of years?
I think the most important thing that we've done there is our continued patient pharmacy service that we provide, the communication we have with each other, the patient-pharmacist relationship that we have with them.
Knowing what you do now, is there something you would have done differently, say 10, 15 years ago when you first started?
I would have started it a lot sooner.
Can you give me a couple of examples of how Jack's Market Pharmacy is different from what other pharmacies might be offering in neighboring communities?
More than anything, I think it's definitely our patient service that we provide. I mean, our patients can go in there, they can talk to us and ask us anything they need to, whether it's about their medication, their families, or something to get in the store. Anything that they want to, they can discuss with us. You don't get that service anywhere else. I'm happy with my patient clientele that I have, and I know they're happy with us because I have very little turnover.
And you'd certainly welcome other people too.
Yes, sir.
Brian, if you could turn the clock back and talk to your 18-year-old self, what advice would you give?
Just like I said earlier, I should have done this sooner. It's been good. I've enjoyed the profession. I've enjoyed helping people. And I get gratification from seeing the results that these patients have.
Well, it makes it more fun to come in every day, too.
Right.
Which really leads to my next question. What inspires you both to come to work every day?
As Brian was saying, I think patient care. I mainly deal with the long-term care side of Jack's Market Pharmacy. That's the residents who reside in nursing homes and assisted living. I know my patients pretty well as far as their medication profiles. if somebody tells me, you know, a new medication was prescribed, I can pretty much think in my mind what else is on that patient's profile, why they may be needing that.
You're looking, too, for possible interaction issues even, aren't you?
Interactions. I notice changes to their medication profile, increase, decrease in dose. Just patient care is my biggest driver.
It is awesome. How did you all become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
The chamber welcomed me here back when I opened up in 2004, and I was a chamber member for several years there, and then I got out of it. It seemed like I wasn't really using any of their services. But then Jerry Apker approached me again just a couple of years back. I like what he's doing for the chamber, and he's moving forward with it. And I think it's important that we get this community on its feet and going again. We've got a lot of potential right here.
We do. Well, what do you see as some of the benefits of local businesses being a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, there's a lot of different things. They can send out mailers.
The different mailings,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, they do different mailings. And I mean, you can advertise in there. And if you need just help with getting some answers from the community, go to your chamber. The other thing I see is that the chamber, I think, exposes us to the community, to the whole county. So that's good for the chamber. It's good for us. It's a win-win situation for both of us.
It is. Well, it's a great networking opportunity. Yeah. You get to meet other businesses and talk with them and find out what worked for them and what didn't. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Anything you'd like to add in Spanish?
Ay, ay, ay. Queremos decirles muchas gracias por su apoyo y vamos a seguir ayudándolos todo lo que podamos. Siempre tenemos alguien que habla español trabajando en la farmacia. Muchas gracias.
Ryan, Dana, we certainly appreciate you both coming by the SL Voices studio. I wish you well with your business in many, many more years. And obviously, if you haven't checked them out yet, stop by Jack's Market Pharmacy. And you're located at?
222 Solar Avenue inside of the Top Value grocery store.
Very easy to find. Thank you both.
When the chips are down, call Southern Colorado Computer Services. Not only do they have computers and accessories, but also a wide array of office supplies, printer ink, and so much more. Jim and Raina Boucher have been serving Monte Vista and the San Luis Valley for 30 years.
I'm Adam, and when the chips are down, do you know who to call? I do. Southern Colorado Computer Services. Joining us in the SL Voices studio to tell us all about it is Jim Boucher. Hey, Jim, good to see you.
It's good to be here.
I appreciate you joining us here. And you are a partner at Southern Colorado Computer Services, correct?
That is correct.
And of course, your wonderful wife, Raina, is the other partner.
That is correct. Yeah, unfortunately, she can't be with us here tonight, so I'm going to try to do this for both of us.
Well, we appreciate you coming over. And Jim, where are you originally from, sir?
I'm from Center. I grew up on a farm outside of Center.
You're another Colorado and San Luis Valley native.
Yes, indeed, I am.
How did you end up over in Monte Vista?
Well, when I got married, my wife is, of course, from Monte Vista, so we moved into Monte Vista and been here ever since.
Well, tell us a little bit about you and her, your past, your history, you know, how you got to where you are today.
Sure, absolutely. Well, like I say, I'm from Center, grew up on a farm, up in Center Potato Farm, and went to Center School, graduated from there in 1980. After that, I attended Adams State College for 1 year there, and then I moved over to Pueblo and went to college there and graduated there in 1983 with a degree in computer electronics. After I got out of there, I went to work for Big Valley Computers here in Monte Vista. After that, in 1989, we started, of course, Southern Colorado Computer Services with my wife, Raina.
How did you two meet?
That's interesting as well. When I was working for Big Valley Computers, we moved over to Adams Street. Right next door, there was another business, 3D Office Products. Of course, she was managing that for her parents, and so we got to know each other because obviously our stores were right next to each other. So we kind of hit it off, and so I guess the rest, as you say, is history.
Jim, tell us a little bit about Raina's background.
Raina was raised in Monte Vista. She graduated high school in 1975. She spent a year in the San Luis Valley and Utah working for a publishing company there. 5 years in Colorado Springs, worked for Ford Aerospace as a secretary and marketing assistant. She came home for a two-week vacation in 1983 and never left. So that was a long vacation, I guess.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, she got back here, I think, and just liked being here, as we do. General Associate's degree from Adams State College. She just needs an additional 19 hours to complete a double degree in art and theater. So hopefully one of these days she'll be able to find some time to get that completed.
Well, that would be neat, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. She needs to do that. Of course, she managed the office supply that her parents eventually bought and then managed that for them. And like I said before, that's how we met because I managed the computer store next door. And so, yeah, a little background on her as well.
You've been in business about 30 years now.
That is correct, yes.
That is incredible. Why did you start this business?
Well, actually, I was going to leave Big Valley Computers. My wife had her own business that she was doing with the cedar wood that she was doing with hangers and that kind of stuff, and that was really taking off. So I was actually going to leave and help her with that. But then people started calling me at home and needing this and that done, needing their networks worked on. And so I was doing that, and finally, our home looked like a computer shop. So we decided that maybe we just ought to bite the bullet and do that. So that's how we got started.
And where are you located?
We're at 157 Adams Street.
In the heart of Monta Vista.
Yes, I believe so.
Well, Jim, tell us about the business and get into some details. What do you do? What kind of services do you offer? What do you have there in your store? How are you helping people?
So the kind of computer services, we sell and service most brands of computers. Our top brand is Lenovo, which formerly was IBM, before Lenovo bought out their PC division. They have proven to be very reliable, and I believe they're just solid as a rock. Those are great machines, but like I say, we'll work on any brand. I keep most parts in stock, so repairs can go quickly. We also carry a large inventory of cables, connectors, routers, switches, keyboards, mice, you name it, and we most likely will have it in stock. We also have a large selection of office supplies. We have ink cartridges, toner cartridges, paper, pens, highlighters, notepads, cardstock, labels. Again, with that, we pretty much try to have most everything. That's a lot of Raina's area because she grew up in the office supply stuff, so she's very familiar with that. We also do faxing and copying for people as well, so we have quite a few people coming in doing that. We try to be a one-stop shop there and try to handle about everything we can.
Kind of our local geeky store, isn't it?
Well, I guess you might say that, yeah.
Yeah, lots of neat things in there. I like the office supplies. It saves a run into another town.
Yes.
You have to go get stuff.
Exactly.
And you're shopping local, which is always a good thing.
Yes, I believe so.
Jim, what would you point to as your business's most outstanding accomplishment in the past couple of years?
I would probably go back to the addition of the office supplies. We always had a few, of course, like the paper and the ink cartridges, stuff like that. But we really have expanded that area because we've had a lot of people coming in and based on what they're needing, why we started stocking this and that. So I would say in the last couple of years would be the expansion of the office supplies. We've also expanded a lot of our cables and anything like that. As people were coming in and they were needing this and that, we knew that, hey, we need to keep this in stock. I would say in the past couple of years, our inventory is really, you might say, exploded. I mean, it's just, I think we've really put a lot of effort into that.
You can fix computers too, from laptops to desktops to the microcomputers and everything in between?
That's correct, yes. And again, we have those parts in stock. I have hard drives, memory, power supplies, you know, and that kind of stuff. I know that people really need their machines, you know, as quickly as they can. And so we try to do that as quickly and optimally as we can.
What is your typical turnaround? Just at an average.
Oh, it's about 2 days, 3 days on the outset, if there's any other issues. But we try to get it out within 1 to 2 days, really, so people aren't down for very long.
Do you know what the most common problem that you see with computers is?
I would say the most common problem, and of course people see this in the news I think all the time, but it's malware, spyware, viruses, that kind of thing, and we see a lot of that come in, and of course it just wreaks havoc on a computer, and so we have to go in and remove all that and clean the machine up.
So you're having software issues more than you have hardware issues, is what you're saying.
I would believe so, yeah. Now, we do get our fair share of hardware issues. You know, you can have memory failures. Hard drive failures is probably another more common. Hard drive failures, we do a lot of work with that. Yeah, and hardware-wise, I'd say hard drives are some of the big things. Power supplies can also give you a lot of fits.
Well, especially if you have a dusty environment.
That's correct, yes.
There's some common wisdom there. Keep your computer out of your dusty environment.
Which in the Valley is kind of difficult to do.
I was going to say, yeah. You do that here.
Yes, absolutely.
Jim, knowing what you do now, is there something you would have done differently in your business, say 10, 15 years ago?
I don't know that I would. I mean, I've looked back on that to see, I don't know, possibly maybe we would have increased our inventory even earlier than we did. But I don't know. I'd say looking back, obviously, as every business does, we make mistakes and this kind of thing as we were growing pains, that kind of thing. Really, I think looking back on it, I really can't pinpoint a particular area that I thought, I probably would have gone different or something like that.
Would Raina agree with you on that?
Well, Raina may have a different opinion on that, yes, because she can see things that I don't, and sometimes my memory isn't as good as hers, that's for sure.
Jim, can you give me a couple of examples of how Southern Colorado Computer Services is different from what other businesses might be offering here or even in neighboring communities?
I would say that, at least in our area of business, again, going back to, we try to keep things in stock as people need them, because I know obviously there's other avenues for people to get what they need. But if they need something in a hurry, I know that that's where it's helpful if we have it. Yes, here you go. It's right here. So I would say that is something that maybe differs from us. And we keep our prices real competitive. I know Raina works very hard on that. She's always checking online to see what products are going for. And she's telling me that the ink cartridges and toners, she's within pennies of even online. So I know she works very hard and diligently on that.
I do have a Lenovo laptop. Came
yes,
from
you
your
do.
Shop and
yes.
Been very, very happy with it. So,
and I'm glad you are.
And it was, just as you said, very reasonably priced. I mean, I probably could have saved maybe $5 or $10 ordering it online. But in my case, you know the situation. I had this great big HP laptop with failed hinges, which was very frustrating to me. And there was nowhere I could turn. I mean, I could get it fixed, obviously, through you. One of these days, I'll do that. But I'm real happy with Lenovo right now. But I wanted somebody local that if something did go wrong with this, I can drive right down the street. We can sit down, we can talk about it, and you can work on it. That was one of the big reasons I went with you guys. It just makes sense. We're keeping business local, we're working local, and I got somewhere I can go for help immediately. I don't get that if I ordered it online from some other company.
Sure, and we appreciate that, certainly.
If you could turn back time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what advice would you give, Jim?
Well, that's a good question. I guess I would say to my 18-year-old self, put your mind to it and just keep going. I know at 18, I wasn't quite sure which direction I wanted to go, but I've always been interested in electronics, and I knew I wanted to go in that area. So I guess I would just go back and say, yeah, that's where you need to be. Go forth with that.
What inspires you to go to work every day?
I enjoy doing what I do. And, you know, one thing I've always said is that if you enjoy what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. I kind of believe that. Because I've been at jobs where you don't enjoy it so much, and it's a struggle getting there. You, of course, do your job. But if you enjoy it, you actually look forward to it.
Jim, how did y'all become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Shortly after we started our business, we joined the chamber because most businesses, you know, were doing that, of course. So we joined the chamber early on when we first got started and have been with them since.
So you've been a member of the chamber all along?
Yes. I was trying to think if we hadn't been, but I'm pretty sure we've been a member of the chamber since we got started.
What benefits do you see for other local businesses who may be considering or thinking about it being a member of the chamber?
The chamber does a lot of great things for the community and community involvement. They have education available for businesses or individuals, whatever. So I think it's good. You have a lot of the group camaraderie, I guess you might say. And it's always good when you have businesses in a group like that and you can share ideas, information, that kind of thing. So I think it's very important. It's a great way to promote a community such as Monte Vista.
And we need promotion.
Absolutely.
Jim, anything else you'd like to mention or is a question I should have asked you but didn't?
We enjoy this community. I think Monte Vista is a great city. We enjoy being here. We enjoy the people. We like seeing people come through the door and seeing their smiling faces.
It seems to us in the few times that we've been down there that you always have traffic coming in and out that door.
Yes, we do. We stay real busy, and that's where Raina really shines. I mean, you know, she's right out there with people and everything. She sees more of the people than I do, and so she does a great job with that. But yes, we do have a lot of people that come in and out of there, and that's good. That's a good feeling.
That's great to see. A local business that is successful.
I would agree. And there's different definitions of that. I almost think success is if you're happy, you know. I don't know, maybe if you're a millionaire, that could be successful. But if you're not happy, are you really?
You two are community-oriented, involved people too, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Off the top of your head, some of the things that you're involved with?
Raina's probably more involved than I am. She's really got a knack for that. In the past, of course, I've been in Kiwanis. She's been in Rotary. Since we've been so busy, we haven't had time for the organizations like that that we had been in. Of course, she's been on a lot of advisory committee boards and that. She stays real busy with that. She's helping as much as she can. Fortunately, I guess it's a good thing for Southern Dakota Computer Services, but she just hasn't had the time since we've been busier to put effort into that like she used to.
I've seen you guys at Neighborhood Watch even, too.
That's correct, yes.
Nothing wrong with being involved in the community.
No, not at all.
Well, if you're needing computer supplies, if you're needing office supplies, if your computer is sick and you're not sure what's going on with it, the chips are down. You know who to call. Southern Colorado Computer Services. Stop by, see them. They've got all kinds of great supplies and other things that you need. Really reasonably priced computers and other stuff. Jim, we appreciate you coming by the studio and talking to us. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.
Jack's Market Pharmacy accepts Medicaid and Colorado Access. They offer free delivery in Monta Vista, free blood pressure checkups, and so much more. Located at 222 Solar Avenue, inside Top Value in Monta Vista. Call 719-852-3612. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. That's Jack's Market Pharmacy, a locally owned and operated independent pharmacy. Computer not running right? Call Southern Colorado Computer Services. Need a new monitor, battery backup, mouse, USB drive, other computer accessories, or office supplies, all at reasonable prices? Shop local at Southern Colorado Computer Services. Serving Monta Vista and the San Luis Valley for 30 years. Located at 57 Adams Street in the heart of Monta Vista. Call them at 719-852-3512. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday. Southern Colorado Computer Services is your one-stop shop for all things computer-related. If you're not a part of the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce, give them a call to find out how to become a member at 719-852-2731 or stop by the chamber located at 947 First Avenue. And make sure to check back next month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monta Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monta Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montavistachamber.org. That's montavistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.